501, Unit 5, Recording 5.2, Speaker's Purpose. We have had a lot of bees around lately, so I have invited a special guest lecturer to talk to you about bees and their behaviors today. He will also talk about what to do if you find bees while you are working outside. Zach, the time is yours.
So, what's the buzz about bees? Bees play an incredibly important role in the ecosystem. They are primary pollinators when it comes to agriculture. So, the food you eat may not be around or be a lot more expensive without bees. I know I like food, so that's motivation enough to keep the bees around. I know a lot of people grow up being afraid of bees, but if you understand them better, there really is no need for that fear. There are two types of bees, solitary bees and social bees. The solitary bees do not swarm and are not aggressive. Some of them do not even have stingers. They don't usually live in big groups. This is about 90% of all bee species. Some examples are carpenter bees, who dig into wood, leafcutter bees, who use leaves to build nests, and sweat bees, who are attracted to the salt in your sweat. They won't sting unless you swat at them. Social bees are the ones that are more likely to swarm because they get more defensive over their homes and their queen. They make up about 9% of all bee species. The most common of these types are honeybees and bumblebees. I will mostly be talking about honeybees today. Honeybees were domesticated in Europe and North Africa almost 9,000 years ago. The main reason they did this was because they used honey to make mead and beeswax to make their pottery. Honey also has natural antibacterial properties and never spoils. There are three main kinds of bees: workers, drones, and the all-important queen. The workers and the queens have stingers. However, when a worker bee stings you, the stinger gets stuck in our skin and ends up ripping the bee apart. The queen, however, has a different kind of stinger and can sting you as many times as she chooses. So don't make the queen angry. Bees are usually only active between 57 and 100 degrees Fahrenheit. If it gets too hot, they get heat exhaustion. Too cold, and their muscles freeze. They keep the hive between 91.4 and 96.8 degrees. There are specialized worker bees who bring water to the hive and others that use their wings, kind of like a fan, to evaporate the water and cool down the hive. When the bee gets too cold, their bodies paralyze. If you see a cold bee, you can put it in your hand and gently breathe on them. Bees will try to warn you if you get too close. They will do this by headbutting you. If a bee ever runs into you, it wasn't an accident. It wasn't a drunk bee. They were trying to move you away from their hive. If you continue getting close and ignore this first warning, there are guard bees that will call workers to swarm around the hive. The bees will start to buzz at the same frequency, making a very loud sound. This is your last chance. All of these are ignored. They will swarm around you, sting you, and chase you away. So, what can you do to avoid angry bees? First, just pay attention and don't get too close. Bees are also attracted to certain clothing. They like shiny jewelry and floral prints. They hate red, black, and brown because they can't see these colors and it messes with their mind and makes them more aggressive. They are also attracted to strong floral shampoos and perfumes. If bees do swarm around you, just run as fast as you can in a straight line. Find shelter if you can. Bees can and will follow you for around a half a mile. They don't want to leave their hive unprotected for too long, so eventually they will give up and return when they think you are no longer a threat to their home. Bees can also smell when you are scared or aggressive. Remain calm, hold your breath for about 10 to 30 seconds. They use smell primarily to find you, so they will lose track of you if you hold your breath. Remember, bees are our friends. They are amazing little creatures and have a complex community and lifestyle. If you leave them alone and let them go about their business, they will leave you alone, and we can live in harmony with bees. Thanks for letting me talk about bees. I have more resources if you want to learn more about bees, and we will open up for questions.